fourth dimension for you.
Beliefs, religions, and anorexia nervosa. The longer I spent cleaning my organs, the harder it became for me to maintain my self-proclaimed identity. I lost all grip, and processing my fears remained. Brain cells collapse and turn outwards, where you see images and insights come to you. In 1993, in the depths of my distress, I believed I had seen Jesus and promised him that if I got out of it, I would go to church every week. A promise that you then fail to keep years later, when the moment comes. This is the next point I want to make. I was educated Catholic, and so was my hinterland. In my family life, we didn't do anything about faith except at Christmas. In the psychiatric institution, they broke me off with antipsychotics and then gave me analyses and foundations for my fears. The remarkable thing is that years later, during the processing, I saw Auschwitz, a tattoo on the underarm, the Star of David on the chest, and the menorah candelabra, where you blow out one and put it on the mantelpiece. The Jewish faith was never imposed on me. I also have seen Jesus come out of the cave with a cleaned new body. Could it be that if you base your fears in a mental institution on other beliefs, then you will be able to deal with them? That when it is of the same belief, it has an inward effect because it is too resonating to each other. Like Amsterdammers recognize Rotterdammers and vice versa, both from a city where the resonance is attuned to each other, and the mentally ill may have difficulty adjusting to this. My experiences also gave me thoughts about anorexia nervosa. Certainly with anorexia patients, there's a difference in how they see themselves and how the outside world sees them. The really intrinsic emotions do not seem to have come true in people with eating disorders. For girls, it can sometimes start around the age of 16. Is that perhaps also when they have just drunk their first alcohol? The unrealistic self-image and changes in chemical metabolism in the liver make them lose weight. The liver then responds to weight loss. This reinforces each other, just like overeating, which can lead to obesity. What begins with trying to stop the status quo of a misplaced self-image ends in a deadly mental grip. In anorexia, the liver functions like a strangled snake, like a python. Would a change in the chemistry householding of the liver be the key to recovery in this?